It is 5 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's prime minister prepares to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress about Iran's nuclear program. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is to address a joint meeting of the Congress later today, a day after acknowledging Israel and the U.S. disagree on how to keep Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. He addressed a pro-Israel lobby in Washington Monday.
Iran is the foremost state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Iran envelops the entire world with its tentacles of terror. Imagine what Iran would do with nuclear weapons.
He says the disagreement with Washington grows out of different perspectives. He says Washington worries about security. Israel worries about survival. In a Reuters interview Monday, President Obama said there's a substantial disagreement between his administration and the Israeli government over how to achieve their shared goal of preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. He says imposing new sanctions is not the answer.
I'm less concerned, frankly, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's commentary than I am with Congress taking actions that might undermine the talks before they're completed.
In Switzerland Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held more talks with his Iranian counterpart. In Libya, the internationally recognized government voted Monday to return to U.N.-brokered talks on the future of that North African country, a week after suspending its participation. The talks under the auspices of U.N. envoy Bernardino Leon are scheduled to resume Thursday. The nationalist side pulled out of the national unity talks with the pro-Islamists based in Tripoli after more than 40 people were killed in suicide bombings in the eastern town of Al-Quba, claimed by the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, retired General Khalifa Haftar has been named the general commander of the armed forces loyal to the internationally recognized government. This is VOA News. Russia and Ukraine have agreed on a gas delivery agreement through the end of March. Despite the conflict over pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine, Maros Sefcovic, vice president of the European Commission in charge of Energy Union, chaired those talks.
We just concluded trilateral talks on energy between the European Union, Ukraine, and the Russian Federation. And I'm satisfied that we managed to safeguard the full application of the winter package for the supply needs in Ukraine. We also agreed to take up trilateral negotiations on the follow-up to the winter package, and I'm reassured that the supply of gas to the EU markets remains secure.
The current national gas agreement was set to run out at month's end. Previous disputes between Russia and Ukraine have led to supply disruptions to Europe. The United States has thrown its support behind Yemen's Abd Rabo Mansour Hadi on Monday, a visit to the southern city of Aden by U.S. Ambassador Matthew Tuller, where Mr. Hadi set up base after Houthi rebels held him under house arrest in the capital, Sana'a. Forcing his resignation was the first public meeting between the two sides since Washington closed its embassy last month in Sana'a. Officials in the U.S. say U.S. citizen Leon Haji Mohammed, who fled the country more than 2 years ago, is now in custody in Somalia. U.S. law enforcement authorities say he allegedly provided support to the Somali-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab as well as Al-Qaeda. For the first time since 2011, the Mo Ibrahim Foundation Monday gave out its award for excellence in African leadership, highlighting the work of outgoing Namibian president Hifikepunye Pohamba with a $5 million prize. Mo Ibrahim, a British Sudanese businessman, said it's a reflection of the good things happening in Africa.
We have challenges in Africa. Things are improving. There's no question about that. If you look at the index over the last 10 years, 95% of the African people are living in a better governed society today than 10 years ago. 95%. That's an improvement. But it's not a vast improvement. It is an improvement. It's just we need to keep pushing. And nothing is going to happen overnight.
Mr. Hamba has led Namibia since 2005, won a second term in 2009. The prize committee praised him for wise and sound leadership. Venezuela's government has given the U.S. 2 weeks to slash the size of its embassy staff in Caracas to 17 diplomats. As tensions between the two nations rise, the move came after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro lashed out Saturday at what he called U.S. conspiracies against his socialist government, ordering the foreign minister to reduce the number of officials at the American embassy from 100 to 17. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.